Welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
I mean, we've got four listeners. What do we care?
We suck. We suck, and Roach is ruining it. Ryan's ruining it.
Ryan's on his phone. He doesn't even know we're on.
I'm tired of both of them, too, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, if I got to take out a...
Late for the show.
I thought it was 7:30.
And then Roach is going to vacation for 3 weeks.
I'm on a tour to campaign for the show, putting up flyers.
You know with his timeline, you'd think he was walking there.
You know what? He won't put up a... No, there won't be one flyer.
I'm not kidding you.
I will put up.
You know
what
we're gonna get? We're gonna get a text. We're gonna get a text
because he's a little baby. He will not do it.
We're gonna get a text 3 hours into his trip, and he's gonna be like, "Oh, I forgot him at home. Sorry, guys.
Oh,
I purposely forgot them.
They're in the truck.
Hey, you remember the truck? No, they're at home.
No,
we're screwed.
Remember when I said we'd probably hear like some out in some Midwest story where a camper got jackknifed on?
Yeah.
I think it'll be right on 63, right off of Fletcher Chapel, probably.
That's right by our house.
About 2 minutes from his
you
house.
You think he'll make it a mile?
He won't make it to 63.
No, I hope if he's going to jackknife, I hope it happens in some out west state, because then it'll be on the news, and hopefully we get some four fat guys.
He should have four fat guys on the side of the trailer. People will be flipping it off when they go by.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if we could get some big news crews there, that would actually be a good way to get some publicity.
I'm going on a lifetime vacation.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, it is a lifetime vacation. It's forever.
I hope it is for a lifetime.
Hey, if I got to take out a couple
we're
podcasts.
We're talking about him. Ryan's going to Florida tomorrow.
Yeah. He ruined it.
Are you taking any?
I have no choice.
I was being forced to go to Orlando.
At the five-star hotel that I'm staying at for this conference.
You always have choices in life.
There's an excuse for everything.
What are you?
Aren't you going to be in Disney?
We're going there for a day. Yeah.
Bingo.
No, he's being forced to go there.
This is rough.
Walt's big on people putting up flyers around the park.
Who cares about Walt? Just do it.
Just do it.
This is about forfeit. See?
You don't have to do it at Walt's. Do it in Orlando.
No, just do this. Get a t-shirt and photobomb people's family photos. And then they're going through and they're saying, well, who's this guy with this four fat guys?
Yeah, when you see somebody taking a picture, kind of get behind with your four fat guy shirt.
Just hold up the flyer because he doesn't have a t-shirt. Just hold up the flyer.
We're going to have a lot of listeners when I get
he
back
sure
from
take them.
This annoying guy. Was hanging up these flyers, and we listened to the show. It was pretty good, but he was a jerk.
He destroyed all of our family photos and precious memories. But
I know
they did talk about people pooping in grocery stores for a while, so I like that.
I know Roach will not put one flyer up.
You know what?
Ryan's just not even pretending to put them up.
Think about the optics of that. Roach putting up a four fat guys poster. There'll be people laughing.
He won't do it.
I will do it.
And here's what is here. If any of those flyers get up, it's going to be because his kids put them up.
Yeah, his kids will do it.
It'll be, oh, Emma, go put that on.
We can count at least count on his kids.
Yeah. And you know what? You're stopping at all those truck stops.
Oh, yeah?
There's no reason for you not to put those
up. There's
going to
be one in Wall's drugstore.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Put one up in the bathrooms of each of the stalls in each of the truck stop bathrooms.
I want
to listen
picture.
For a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan had a good Twitter poll out there. Good numbers.
Yeah. Those were great numbers.
Yeah. So when was it? Whenever 7-Eleven day was. When was that? Wasn't it
probably,
Wednesday?
Probably 7-Eleven.
Well, yeah, but what day? Okay, I guess 14. It doesn't matter because who knows when this is going
to
air. But
it had to be Wednesday because it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah. So few days ago.
I was going to go with Mom's birthday, but I guess that Friday the 13th is more important.
Well, she did celebrate her 76.
Yeah. Couldn't even get her birthday right.
Did you remember it?
No, he's got her a year older.
I remembered it.
That's nice.
Hey, actually, he remembered it so far in advance he was ready for next
That's
year's
right. birthday.
So I drive by the same 7-Eleven every morning, and I need to get my caffeine to help my addiction. And it was 7-Eleven day, so they were celebrating. They had flyers all over the store. You buy one, get one free, or this is on sale, or whatever the case may be. And I get up to the counter, and I'm cashing out, and the lady at the cash register asks me, "Sir, would you like a dollar dog?" I'm looking around.
That's an automatic yes.
Yes. A dollar dog?
It was 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's when I pull out my cash in my pocket and see how many dollar dogs I get.
And there was no limit on the dollar dogs either.
Yeah.
It was unlimited dollar dogs.
I would have pulled the money out of my front pocket. I got 32.
Can you get chili on that
32
dog?
Dogs.
He would have went to the bank and asked for a loan.
The thing, right?
Yeah, they're on a rotator.
They're roller dogs.
Yeah, roller dogs.
Those are fine.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
There's not a thing wrong with
them. And the 7-Eleven hot dogs aren't bad hot dogs. They're decent hot dogs.
I would have had one. Might have had to take the bun off, though.
Why?
Why would you take the bun off?
Because of diabetes.
Ding, 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 ding.
You don't
we didn't even make it 10 minutes this time.
You got to have the bun off. You don't want too many carbs that early in the morning.
So it is not an ingredient, right? Thank you.
No, it is an ingredient.
So I asked the world, our Twitter community, are hot dogs an acceptable breakfast food?
Oh, yeah.
Options were yes.
Especially in Nathan's. It's like a sausage.
Look at Roach. Is like, oh, yeah, like he's never heard it before because he hasn't. He doesn't look at our Twitter.
He didn't know, right. He has no idea that there's a Twitter. He doesn't know what Twitter is, to be honest.
Apparently they have polls.
The options were yes, no, and I hate you guys.
Okay, so I'm going to guess, without looking.
I'm going to give you a hint. I voted I hate you guys.
I'm going to guess that's about 13%. Because that's usually where we are, aren't we? Right around 13?
We can do better than that.
Usually it's somewhere between about 13 and 16%.
Okay, so that's what I would predict.
Where were we?
We must have some growing fandom because I hate you guys dropped to 10% in this
poll.
Almost single digits of hatred.
Have they been listening to Jeff?
A good number of people,
with
too,
325 votes.
That's good.
Oh, that's not... Have they been listening to Jeff?
That's like, what, 32 people, 33 people hate us.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
No, I'd take that. I feel like my real life number is probably higher than that.
We have to be honest here. We had Josh vote just so we could get the 325.
And I voted I hate you guys. So really, it's 32%. Or 32
people.
So
how many people would say, this better be better than this stupid mellow yellow one.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
People who said yes, hot dogs are an acceptable breakfast food, came in at 54%.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people who said no came in at 36%.
Don't say people said no. Idiots said what?
36%.
Yeah.
36% idiot.
So 54% of our pollees agree with Grumpy
Old
Man.
So how many? There were 10%.
They like their wieners.
10% hate us. How many said yes, it is acceptable?
54%.
So 64% were right.
Yeah.
It's almost passing, listeners. Good job.
Well, one way or another, 64% picked the correct option.
If you slap a fried egg on there, I don't know. That's as good a breakfast as you're going to get.
Yeah.
I don't think I would
do disagree.
A fried egg on a...
Oh,
I bet you could market
you
that.
You could market that, but I don't know.
I've definitely had a fried egg on a cheeseburger. It's delicious.
It would go great on a hot dog.
On a hot dog bun?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Slice it in half.
Yeah,
so
then you get
in there nicely.
Get the stuff going.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking a hamburger bun. You cut the hot dog in half and split it down the middle. Throw it on the hamburger bun, throw the egg on top of that.
Well,
I'd do either.
Personal preference.
TM. Copyrighted for Fat Guys.
Egg and bacon on a cheeseburger is delicious. So I would imagine on a hot dog it would be pretty good as well.
Oh, yeah.
I could do that. I would, but I think I'd rather have it grilled.
The dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you care if it's grilled or...
I think a grilled one would be better with the egg.
As opposed to what?
The ones that...
The roller dogs?
The roller dogs.
Why? They're cooked good?
Yeah, no, they taste good. Fine, but is there a condiment that would not be acceptable that early in the morning?
Oh, hell no.
Not to me, there isn't.
But. Me, I would do the hot dog, egg, a little hash brown, some bacon, ketchup, hot sauce. It's a roach dog for breakfast.
You gotta get some no cheese. Some,
a roach's sloppy
a little
dog.
Cheese on there.
You gotta get some cheese on.
My chest is starting to hurt over here.
It's a roach dog.
That's like you gotta have a whole booth of a diner to eat this thing. You can't eat that on the road.
I'd sell millions of them right now.
You get
now.
One of those 8-inch hot dogs, like you know, a typical size hot dog, and you put it on a large sub bun.
Oh, sub bun. Yeah, but I'd want it to be a fatter hot dog too.
Well, you put two or three in.
Okay, yeah, I could go with that.
I'm telling you're all gonna die.
How about a hot dog? How about a hot dog sub? I've never seen them.
TM.
Oh, I would do a hot dog sub.
Why not a hot dog sub?
Why don't? That's what we should open a hot dog sub stand.
Yeah.
Now hold on.
Forget the stupid four fat guys.
Hold on. What's the difference between a hot dog sub? And a hot dog that just is in a stupid big bun.
I'm going to say this.
That's all. No, a hot dog sub is just a hot dog in a stupid big bun. No.
How often have you had a hot dog and you're like, I need another one because I'm just not satisfied?
Have you ever seen a cheeseburger or sub?
Yeah.
A cheeseburger
What's the difference?
Sub. Bingo.
True, they do make cheeseburgers. Yeah. Subs.
So you throw about six dogs on there because you can fit lengthwise two and two.
Absolutely. And you can get those footlongers, too.
Yeah, hell yeah. Probably four hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then whatever toppings you want to put on it.
It could be
relish.
I hate this stupid
ketchup,
show.
Mustard.
Egg, fried eggs.
Chili. The chili sauce.
Ice cream.
Chili cheese.
Is there a way we
pizza?
Could...
Pizza.
Cheese. Ooh. Cheese, too.
Is there a way we could Lincoln log the hot dogs together on the bun?
Yes, just make a whole house, and then you eat it, and then... You know what you could do? Make a Lincoln log.
Now you guys are being silly.
Make a Lincoln log.
Serious.
Make a Lincoln log coffin out of hot dogs, and then you can eat until you die in it.
Why is there not a hot dog sub?
Why is there not a hot dog sub?
There has to be some reason.
No. People aren't smart enough to think about it. That's what it is.
I'm
just saying, Jack in the Box is a restaurant that exists in the world. If this wasn't a crime, they would be serving
it. I am begging. All you sub makers out there, come out with a hot dog sub.
And let us know about it.
We'll give you a cardboard cutout of roach to put out front.
How do we get 7-Eleven to start advertising now serving the roach dog?
We could call it. No, we don't need the roach
dog. The roach dog is the one he just had.
The roach dog is where you take all the leavens from a diner breakfast griddle and put it in bread.
We put a four fat guy sub. What could we call it?
Four fat guys for fat guys.
There'd be four hot dogs in there.
Yeah.
Be perfect.
Four hot dogs and toppings to your choosing.
Yeah. Oh, you go onions, you go cheese.
Oh, hell yeah. I got onions. I
chili.
Got ketchup.
A steak.
Now there are some on here.
There are?
I Googled it. There are some. But not in any of the big places. Though.
This is how Subway completely.
Like, this is like Kraft recipe.
Oh,
the hot dog party sub.
Oh, see, that's no good.
Subway, they go from the big fat guy who gets skinny eating Subway subs and then does some deviant acts that are illegal in most
they
countries.
They're hurting for a
new
man.
You know what I would say, too?
We put the fat guy on there with the fat guy sub idea who just gets fatter.
Yeah, Subway should just roll with it.
Embrace
Our subs make you fat.
It's all about sales.
The problem with the hot dog sub that I'm seeing on Google is it's like a regular sub. You know, they got the lettuce, it's and mayo.
Isn't that like a certain area of the country
that does
brands
dog
their
subs?
Dogs as like... No, but they put like lettuce and tomato on their hot dog. Isn't that certain type of...
See, I think we go with the hot dog picnic sub. Where you got hot dogs on there, you throw some Grandma Brown's beans with some brown sugar in them, Roach.
Ooh, I like that already.
They're on top of that, and then a nice macaroni salad to go on top of that.
Ooh.
So garbage
plate sub.
But
I'm in.
But you can hold it.
You can hold it.
Yeah, you just pick that baby right up to your mouth.
And then you just add what you want, some ketchup, some onion, whatever.
I'm in. Sounds good.
I think you could do, that's a great idea. I think just a regular... Hot dog sub. get four hot dogs, shove them in a sub roll, and then just put ketchup and mustard and relish on it.
Oh, yeah,
that, whatever you like.
That's good. So, there's two things going on here. Roach and Grumpy Old Man are innovating a whole new meal.
Wait, we are innovators.
They're creating a new menu item.
Right. Yep.
Stubb is just trying to figure out how he can eat more hot dogs. Like, there's no.
This is true.
That, like, there's
listen, no, I, honestly, you eat one hot dog. Who doesn't walk away from that going,
I don't
I
trust
really
people
need
who,
another hot dog.
I wouldn't trust someone who was like, I'm completely satisfied after a single hot dog.
Oh, yeah. I would never eat one unless I have a burger or something.
Right.
And then after we've got this marketed, guess who our spokesman is?
Roach?
Dak no. Shepard?
Dak
Joey?
Shepard.
Chestnut.
Yes.
How many hot dog subs do you think Joey Chestnut could eat?
Oh, he could put down
he
six,
could
seven.
Pound some
easy.
Down.
It would be more of a challenge, though, because he doesn't work with toppings right now. If he's got a,
you know
toppings.
What he would do? He would get down right on that table and eat Yogi Bear it. He would just eat the entire sub like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
I think it's a great idea, personally.
Could we have like 10-foot party subs of hot dog subs?
Yeah.
Why not?
Party in quotation marks, because we know it's just for you. You're ordering this. You're not going to hang out with people. This is your day.
It's a brilliant idea, and we should do it.
Oh, I'm in.
And screw this podcast, because we're not making any money doing this. Let's open our restaurant.
I'm in.
The Four Fat Guys Hot Dog Subs.
Yeah.
It rolls right off the tongue.
We might have a problem with shrinkage in our food supply, though.
Because Grumpy Old Man will be eating half the dogs.
Well, I'm having a breakfast one every morning.
Now, that breakfast dog sounded pretty tasty, too. But that would be on, like, you could put that on, like, an English muffin. You could do it on, you know, like a breakfast sandwich.
Last time we made hot dogs, Josh made them. He said, how many of these do you want me to make? And I said, all of them. I said, how many are there? Seven. There was actually eight, and I ate five of them.
Jesus.
No, the best
with,
part was...
With
did
rolls?
You,
did,
no, I don't eat them with rolls sometimes.
Did you hear the order of the answers? My question was, how many should I make? His first answer was, all of them. And then he was like, oh, shit, how many are there? Eight. Yeah, just make all of them.
I usually I'll eat a dog with the whole thing, but then the second one I do without the roll.
One of
what about the third, fourth, and the fifth?
Yeah,
usually two, and
one.
Then I start feeling like, all right, that's probably enough.
One of our followers commented, I wish I would credit them, but they've since deleted the post. They stated that they stopped at 7-Eleven every morning on their way to work and had two hot dogs every morning for breakfast.
What's wrong with that?
What is wrong with
that? Did
they stop their post or did they die?
I don't know. It just disappeared all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I saw, what is the Two Girls on a Bench podcast?
Yeah.
She said her husband did.
Yeah, well, on his way to golf in the morning, he'll stop and get a hot dog before he goes golfing. And he commented, absolutely I do.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? I don't see what the big deal is.
I'm only mad I'm finding out now.
What Dax said.
He's such a friend of the show.
Dax's been very busy, though. He was just on the Tonight Show or one of those shows. I hope I got the right one. One of them.
It's a shame that they edited out the part where he mentioned his favorite podcast.
I can't believe he didn't. Yeah, I watched just to see if he mentioned
I got a problem with Colbert. I got a problem with Kimmel, whichever one it was.
Yeah.
I can't believe they cut that part of the... I got a question for you guys from one of our listeners.
Was it the same guy that died from the hot dogs?
I don't think so. No. I mean, her name's Michelle, so...
Oh, all right. Oh, who is Michelle.
Who's Michelle?
I don't know Michelle.
Sometimes
do
Josh,
we know her?
Sometimes Josh likes to make up names so that it doesn't sound like a relative.
I know what her question
stick
is.
Stick with it. We're going with
she
Michelle.
Wants more photos of Roach on the website.
Yeah, she. That's what. That
oh, we got a video that's going to go up on YouTube of Roach. And he is singing at the Weeblo concert there, or whatever the hell he did.
Weeblo concert.
As soon as I get my wide-angle lens fixed, I'll get him on.
All right, Michelle wants to know, what is your biggest...
Could this be Michelle Obama?
Wow. It could be.
She didn't say it wasn't.
Wow.
So I'm going to
So
Michelle Obama asked, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, I don't like the question.
Is it just Roach? Can you just say Roach?
That's given.
Well, all right, now you're making us think. Biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, see, this is the part, or see, bad part about no show prep.
See, I figured you guys, you know what, the brains were really churning on Roach's sloppy dog, so I figured we could...
Yeah, but I'm still on the sloppy dog.
You know what,
right,
you know what I hate worse than anything in the world, I think? What drives me...
Is this a real pet peeve?
Yeah, I literally cannot stand people who do this. And it's one of the reasons that I hate bubble gum in its entirety. People who throw their bubble gum on the street or on the sidewalk, or you step in that, you're never getting it out. You might as well just throw your shoes out. It's all over.
I stepped in a big wad of it at the Cheesecake Factory a couple
you
months
did?
Ago. Yeah.
A pet peeve for me is people chewing gum. It just drives me nuts now. Mom and Dad do it.
Chew gum?
Yeah.
That's why I say we should put them in the home.
They chew gum, and it's like, oh, God, you're driving me nuts with that gum chewing.
You know what? I can't stand when people, you're behind somebody, and you'll see them open their door, and they'll dump their ashtray out onto the road.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad, too.
Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough that they toss one here and there.
You know what they say about gum, too, now? It's a myth that you're not supposed to swallow gum.
Yeah, everybody knows that, don't they?
I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's been around for a while.
Well, then I saw it. I was like, oh, yeah. I used to swallow my gum, and then I was told it was bad.
What a rebel.
I think.
You know what?
Why? That's just gross.
What?
Swallowing your gum.
You swallow everything else you eat.
What's wrong with it?
But gum is not food.
Stubb believed that one, and He also believed he would go blind doing something else.
It didn't stop me.
He's got glasses.
He's a rebel without a cause.
Roach, what's your pet peeve? You know what my pet peeve is? Driving behind somebody in a big old tractor or trailer that doesn't know what they're doing.
Well, a lot of people are going to find that out.
A lot of pissed off people on the road.
You know what? I want listeners across the country, send in Roach updates. If you see somebody who's just doing something dumb with a trailer.
You see screwed up going on with a camper,
you let
send
us know.
Roach.
Please
send us the picture.
Send us the picture.
We'll plot him on a Google map and see if we can track his progress.
He couldn't get all drive-through sites this time, so it will be entertaining.
Please, some camper in Yellowstone has to be filming him as he tries to back into a site.
I'm sure I said this in another show, but we used to get to campgrounds early just to watch the show. He is the guy we were watching.
There'll be an audience. Yeah, what's your pet peeve there?
I don't know. I generally don't like people and the things they do or say.
Yeah, that's a tough question.
I don't know.
There's a lot of them.
We'll think of a bunch, yeah. But it won't be during this show.
I'll tell you mine.
What?
I don't like when you're somewhere, and whether it's a store or a restaurant or just somewhere out in public, and somebody decides that they just want to chit-chat with you.
Yeah,
I can't stand chit-chat. And I don't know, other than just saying, like, please shut up. I don't know what else I can do with my face and my general tone to make it clear that I'm not interested.
Hey, like I said... In another show, my wife says I'm aloof, and that works.
Yeah, well, you have to, though, because it's...
Some people just start talking. They're having a conversation with you.
Oh, they know I don't want to talk to them.
I thought about this today, and I don't know why, because we do suck as a podcast, but I thought about it today, and I was thinking, what if we made it big? And we had to, like, go on shows and talk and stuff.
I would have a hard
time. That would be painful.
We could send four really skinny people
in
our place.
That would be awesome. Because nobody knows us. We'd send the Good Morning America or whatever. There'd be five of us would show up, and they'd be like, oh, which one's the producer? And some guy would raise his hand. That's me.
Probably we picked the dumbest one to do that.
We'll send a super fat guy in Josh's place and four really skinny guys in our place.
Who's got the diabetes here?
That'd be me.
my buddy Tyler, who listens to the podcast. I'm not even going to try to pretend that I'm going to hide his identity or anything because, you know, he sent me the question. I'll give him the shout out.
Thanks, Tyler.
He said he wanted to know what our favorite barbecued meat is, or what the best barbecued meat is.
Brisket.
Oh, I don't know.
Bingo. End of the conversation. It, nice talking.
Oh, it's done.
Brisket. Mm-mm-mm.
I'm going to tell you right now, I just heard about a restaurant in Batavia where they do a rack of ribs, and then they flip the rack of ribs over and fill it like a boat with pulled pork.
Oof. Mm. Is it the one that's, man, now I want ribs? Wasn't there a commercial for that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
For a minute there, I thought somebody poked a hole in his soft spot.
Brain had to reset for a minute.
I really like brisket, but ribs done right. There's a southern restaurant chain.
Remember when we did that?
What?
When we went to Tennessee and we were doing ribs at every single place.
Yeah. Old Charlie's was the place.
I could have died after that trip, though. I didn't want to see a
I love those ribs Old Charlie has.
Yeah, if they're good ribs. I like ribs.
I'll tell you what, Alex's are pretty good in Batavia, too.
Alex, yeah. That's Alex the one that does the pulled pork boat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Pulled pork with what? Baked beans?
It's a rack of ribs and then flipped upside down, and the rack of ribs is filled like a canoe full of pulled pork.
Ooh.
That's a good start.
Yeah. My brother-in-law took us to a place in Connecticut, and they had pulled pork. He said, you got to try the pulled pork, and it was really good. So it depends.
I like pulled pork, too.
I like the brisket. The chicken's good, too.
I guess the question is, are you talking like at its best, which one is the best meat, or which one is like most consistently
good? At its best, ribs for me.
But what's most consistent?
Brisket is most consistent,
I think.
Oh, I don't know. I think pulled pork's most consistent.
Yeah, that's a good point. Pulled pork might be.
Brisket, you can really screw up brisket.
Yeah, you overcook it.
If you don't know what you're doing with brisket, you're screwed. You can kind of hide pulled pork with enough barbecue sauce if it is
good
overdone.
Good brisket is so good, though.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
I ate like an hour ago.
Let's take a quick break. And
did we order
some food or something?
We haven't eaten in 27
minutes.
Anybody
got any pie?
Better.
I got to order some.
Oh. All right, let's go take care of business.
Does that mean we gotta go?
No,
thumbs
up. We're back on.
Are we supposed to talk now?
Yep, we're good.
Oh,
I'm seriously. Well, by the time we do our next episode, it'll be fall, so I don't have to worry about the heat anymore. But I gotta get some sort of air conditioning unit for this place.
There's one in three rooms down in the mansion.
Yeah, he needs one small one that we could hook up, turn on about an hour before the show. And then
I suggested
shut it off, so you'd be nice and cool.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's nothing stopping you four from buying one.
Stubbs got a point here. I mean,
you're not using yours right now. All you got to do is move it.
Yeah, I ain't moving it.
His soft spot is collecting water.
Yeah, well, whatever. Whatever it takes.
All right, I got a speed round for you guys.
Speed round. What are those?
Dumb.
The ones
ready?
I win.
You know what I love about this show? We always start these new segments that never reoccur.
Well, it's because we
new
saw.
Segments.
Well, we've always got a new segment, and then we never see it again.
Yeah, because they do pretty much suck. Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
We haven't had a Roach's rant in a while.
Yeah, I'll have to come up with one.
I'm sure we'll have something when he gets back.
Six months when you get back.
I have one in the bank, if you want to hear it.
You have one in the bank.
Yeah, I've been holding out on one.
Oh, man. Oh,
something exciting to happen? I don't know. For a dull moment in the show? What the hell?
Well, that can happen any time.
You haven't done one.
I thought it up and then I forgot about it.
Can I give you my rant? All right, what's your rant?
I hate these freaking cards you got to have to go to stores now. You got to go to Tops. You got a Tops card.
He's always whined about this, except he's got them.
What cards are you talking
about?
Bonus,
bonus card, but you got to have one at Rite Aid now. You got to have one.
You don't have to have one.
Oh, yeah, so you pay what the... non-sale prices.
So before you had to have a coupon.
No, before things were just on sale and you got the sale price. Now you got to go.
I would think somebody with your kind of money wouldn't even worry about that sale price.
It drives me nuts.
Sale price for whoever.
I got this piece of plastic that goes beep. Yeah, hey, now I can get the real sale price.
I will
price.
Say this, though. You don't need your card anymore. Right?
At Tops, it's changed.
Right.
Probably from people Tops. Complaining. You can thank me.
It has changed.
I yelled at a manager one time about it.
Now you just put your phone number in. You still have to put
you
your
know
phone
number. No, they have their they have the store ones now.
Yeah, but you don't get credit.
You don't get credit,
you don't get credit for, but they didn't used to have that.
Oh, see, I just
and I was like, I'm leaving all this stuff.
I go through the self checkout.
I can't jump on the bandwagon with them this time.
I'm like, I'm leaving all this stuff.
You know what it is?
I'm not paying full price because I don't have a piece of plastic with me today.
You know what the whole reason behind it is, right?
More stupidity?
No, so they can track you more.
Yeah,
so
stupidity.
They can find out who from what zip codes are buying what
in
what
all
stores.
These freaking hot dogs.
Why does Roach keep buying double stuff all the time?
So that they can find out, you know, fat guys in Western New York are buying way more hot dogs than anywhere else, so we need to stock the hot dogs up there.
I don't have a card for any place else. You know what happens? The supermarket.
You know what happens? They... Some manager sits up in his room punching the numbers. He goes, man, we had another big dip in Mountain Dew. Oh, Roach was here.
It is. It's all tracking. It's all so that they can watch you more closely as you shop.
Why, the difference is like, you know, if you buy $80 in groceries, the difference is $20 if you're buying stuff on sale. I was like, I'm not buying it. I'm just leaving this stuff here. The manager used their bonus card. Because at the time, they didn't have the bonus cards on the machines. Now they do. If you don't have it, they just beep their own.
My dad just refused. He wasn't giving out his phone
number. Why am I paying 25% more?
It's not a surprise.
He wasn't giving anybody his phone number. He was.
It's the same at Rite Aid. It's just ridiculous.
So he doesn't get the deals.
I don't even know if he shops because I think he's afraid that somebody's going to get his information.
Just ridiculous.
Just for his information. They got his information.
Yeah, they already got it. Well, there you go. There's another Roach's rant.
I can't jump on board of this one.
I don't think you're going to get too many.
It's nothing but sales gimmicks, like every other sales gimmick.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah, but it's not just Tops. It's everybody.
It's all of them, and it's annoying.
They got to do something to try and
How about good service? You would go there if the service was really good. They don't try to do that.
Well, this is an attack on Tops right now.
No, he's attacking everyone.
Oh, I'm attacking them all.
All people suck.
Yeah. All sales he's attacking.
I was talking to a coworker of mine. I finally broke the cycle with a certain department store. You have to have their credit card and their coupons and their rewards card and their bonus cash.
It's ridiculous.
Or you're going to pay double the retail price for everything.
Yeah.
And they keep giving you this bonus cash, and it's like, well, I just spent $100, and I got $25 in bonus cash. I might as well buy something. And then you buy something, and they go, here's more bonus cash. And I did get a pair of sneakers for $8, though. So,
hey,
is this bad?
Can I tell you guys something?
It's just a pain. It's
There's this place where you can go right on the computer and buy stuff, and it comes right to your house. You don't have to talk to anybody.
I'm not happy about that either.
I'll tell you.
Why don't you like that?
I bought something from Walmart and something from Niagara Tools.
He's just throwing out names left and right here.
And now I get emails like constantly.
You know what's happening? I cracked the code. Roach is going on the run. This is his last episode. He's burning all his bridges, and then he's going to go live in the woods. He's got those survival skills that he's told us
about. Why do you like two emails a week from these people?
You know what?
I don't even look at them. Delete. Stop emailing.
There's if you look at the email and you go to the bottom, there's always an unsubscribe.
You know what'll happen? He goes into the woods. About a week from now, we'll see the biggest flock of turkey buzzards flying over. Oh, there's where Roach is.
unsubscribe.
We found him.
Yeah, there he is.
It's real easy to unsubscribe.
I don't even know where Twitter is. Yeah, I'm unsubscribing. I'm surprised you even get email. I'm just garbaging the entire emails that come in. I just throw them right in the trash as soon as I get them.
I will say I buy most of my stuff online now.
I do too.
How many emails do you get?
And I look forward to the day.
He only goes to one place.
Yeah, you know, it is a pain in the ass to go like this with my finger. Swipe, swipe.
You know, Roach, do you print out your emails? I knew a guy who printed out all his emails. He had a copy of all of his emails.
Why would you do that?
Because he doesn't know how email works. That's my guess.
Wow. I delete them. Delete.
And that just pisses you right off.
I don't want to have to do it. And then phone buzz, you think someone messaged you. It's a freaking...
He doesn't want to do that, but he does want to get his paycheck, go to the bank, cash it, then put it in.
That's my routine.
Because he's afraid of getting emails from his bank.
Yeah.
I probably would. I don't want to get that. Did you know you got money out of your thing? Yeah, I just did it, idiot. I don't want an email about it.
That's to protect you.
Protecting you, idiot.
I don't have to worry about protecting me when I get my cash.
We'll see. He's driving up.
When he converts his paycheck to gold bars and buries them in his yard.
I'm figuring when he goes on this trip, he'll have about $25,000 in cash in the back of that trailer. Yeah.
And you'll know it's him because he'll be jackknifed on the side of the thruway. So,
Roach, could you please describe the make and model of your vehicle?
What are you driving there, Roach?
List your license plate number.
When he flips it, it'll be on TV. It'll be like it's a mad world when that money's all flying.
We'll see it on TV. There'll be the money flying all over, and then a whole bunch of four fat guy flyers just floating through the air.
And one'll be stuck to his head.
And the listeners will go, Jesus, they really are stupid, aren't they?
Maybe he's trying.
We thought it was a shtick.
We thought they were just playing, but they are stupid.
Maybe he's secretly been planning to host his own game show on this trip to promote the four fat guys. Maybe Roach is collecting all this cash in the camper, and it's going to be like Cash Cab. And they're going to get in, and he's going to ask them questions about the show, and if they answer correctly,
they get $100.
You guys don't get annoyed by all these emails?
It's not going to be cash. It's going to be Mug Me Mobile Home. That's
sometimes
it's
you guys
just the
start,
way of the world.
Rob Me RV.
Sometimes you guys start texting each other, the group, and literally I'll turn my phone off and throw it on the ground. And my wife will be like, what's wrong? I'm like, the idiots. I can't even do anything on there. I can't play my game because they keep texting.
He can't play his, what is it? What's your game?
Farm. Like Heyday. Heyday.
Can't play his farm game.
Which is like one of the most boring games in the world.
The worst game there is. There's tons of popular games, and he's playing the worst one there is.
I'll get on later. There'll be like 14 texts from you idiots.
It's like, how am I going to harvest all my wheat?
And they'll be like, why isn't Roach responding? Because I shut my phone off.
Wow, what a dick you are.
I can't help but imagine, though, Roach at the truck stop going, hey, you guys want to come play a game in my trailer? I got money.
Hopefully they're older than 18 years old.
All right, I got a speed round for you.
Okay, speed round. Right, that ended up being a pretty good Roach's rant.
So you're hanging out with a bunch of buddies, right? So you're in a group hanging out.
Four fat guys. Here we are.
We don't have any friends.
And you got to go to the bathroom. It's a number two.
Good.
You got two
We're
options.
Good with these
guys.
What's the problem?
All right. So your two options are.
Why has everything got to be feces on this show?
You can poop in a diaper you're wearing and then just deal with that. Or you can poop in a bucket in front of everybody.
I'm pooping in the bucket.
And then you got to deal with that.
Pooping in the bucket.
Yeah, I'd rather poop in the bucket. It's for my, especially if it's you guys. I don't give a crap.
We're going to throw in some people that you're like, you know, but you don't know that well.
Well, that makes it different.
That does make it different.
You said a group of buddies. Well? Now it's a group of people we sort of know.
Changed it up on us.
Well, I don't want you to be too comfortable.
Can I get a bucket chair? Where I can stay in the living room.
No, no. Can you imagine him? You know what?
It's a 5-gallon bucket.
I'll tell you what I want to see. I want to see the diaper they put on Roach.
I'd like to see him squatting over the bucket.
I'd like a bucket chair for Man Weekend.
How long do I have to sit in this diaper, though? I mean, do I immediately get to take the diaper off
until the event's over?
Oh, then
or bucket. The bucket sits in the room until the event's over.
To the events you over? The event would be over pretty quick.
It's making it worse because we went right to the bucket, so he keeps progressively making it worse so we go away from the bucket.
Well, I'm just saying, the event would be over.
You know, I will say this. I've listened to Roach take a dump on man weekend trips, and I want him just to do it right in his pants.
Those are some butt flappers there.
If he's got to drop his drawers and poop into a bucket.
At least I shut the door.
In front of us? Right in front of us, right?
Yeah, I've already seen Jeff with that because he doesn't shut the door.
Yeah, he doesn't shut the door either. Which isn't bad now. Our setup is better for that.
No, that door is way better than the other
place.
Because
you got to go back.
What was the one place where the door was right there?
He did it at our cabin in the mountains.
Yeah,
it was right there.
You could,
the
look it
toilet
over.
Was right there. He left the door open.
He didn't want to miss the movie.
Yeah,
I didn't want to miss the TV.
I didn't want to miss the banter.
You look over. Hi, Roach.
The banter ended up being, shut the friggin' door. No, I guess it depends on who's there.
Hello?
That's your answer?
Hello?
I thought something was wrong.
Are you Googling? I poop in a diaper or poop in a bucket?
I think he's emailing his friends or something. This show sucks. I don't have anything going on right now. What are you guys doing?
I thought he was doing a launch course. I've never seen anybody type that fast.
Josh is sitting there. Is anybody else available? Can somebody give me an emergency call?
Is there a new podcast I can work on right now?
Did I ever tell my Grandpa Green story?
Your who?
My Grandpa Green story.
Okay, he is deceased, so go ahead and tell it.
I thought I might have told, but I don't know if it was on one of the shows that aired or not aired.
Does it have to do with the shitter?
Yes, it does.
I don't remember.
His place?
I don't think so.
Up in the mountains?
All right, yes.
Oh, man.
I don't think this made the podcast.
You got to set the scene on
all right,
that,
so we had at one time, we had a cottage in the mountains. But before that, my grandfather, when he first started going up there, had just a camper. And him and my grandmother would spend every summer there. And it was a beautiful spot. He had an outhouse, but you could use the trailer toilet too. But so anyway, when they got older and grandma passed away, we were going up to shut it. I don't know if grandma passed away yet or not, but we were going to shut it down for the winter. So there was stuff you had to do to get the camper ready for winter. So I went with them. And there was two things happened that I was amazed.
Did you drive or did he?
I drove.
Okay.
And so, and I was young, a lot younger at the time. And I hadn't been to the mountains myself driving that often. So we're driving. So I said to him, well, which way do we go here? And he goes, I'm not sure. And I thought, he's come here for 40 years, 50 years, and he doesn't know how to get there.
Yeah.
Well, that's because Grandma told him
where
to turn.
Grandma would tell him where to go, yeah.
So, anyway, we're in the camper, and he's old. He's probably 80 now at this time, and he was starting to get frail. And in the morning, he goes, hey, Jeff, can you take care of this for me? And it was a chamber pot.
Oh.
Now, I thought he had to take a leak in the night. No big deal. I'll go out to the outhouse, dump it. No.
Oh.
No.
He took a big dump in there? Were you in the bed next to him?
I was in the front room.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Oh, wow.
Because their camper was set up, so you had...
Well, yeah, I slept in that
plus
spot.
The toilet was shut down, so right. you would have to go out to the outhouse.
Right.
So he used the chamber pot.
Oh.
And I took care of it.
That's gross.
I would have threw the pot into the woods. I would have just threw it and called it a day.
Yeah, but then where would he gone the next night?
He's got enough, something else for you to clean up.
He would have just found another pot to take a dump in. Ah, oh, Grandpa.
Remember when we had to use that hose?
Yeah.
When we were in the cabin?
Yes.
Winter? What happened then?
Because it was
frozen.
We didn't
have water.
Oh.
Remember the crying Kevin did about
Stone
didn't use it. He held out for three days and went to the restaurant.
I didn't poop
for three days.
And the food that we go through is unbelievable.
Well, I remember now that was only 3 days then. It was at the early.
Right, yeah, that was early stages.
Oh, but we ate a lot of food in 3 days.
We still killed a ton
food.
Of food. But first of all, you had to walk up the hill, which
it
was
always
afraid of the bears, too. You never know. And
I was never afraid of any bears, but
the outhouse
It was dilapidated.
Terrible. This wasn't like a nice outhouse. Like
this was one of those pristine, those fancy.
Well,
this
look at the walls. Those aren't pristine outhouses. This thing, like the walls were coming down.
The walls were canvas.
Canvas. The walls were. Yeah, this was canvas.
And it was cold.
It was cold. Yeah.
But it's a, you know, from the cabin.
Yeah.
Up to the top was 600
feet.
That was a walk.
Oh yeah. And it's easily uphill. You're hiking uphill. So I held it in.
For 3 days.
And, and the bears run faster than you uphill.
Especially when your pants are on your ankles. You've only got tore through the canvas.
Well, he didn't go in there.
I didn't go.
That's impressive. Went to, what, the Drake's, and he was in there for like a half an hour.
His colon expanded about 4 inches.
I held it in. I was tough.
Kevin didn't
out.
Like the house either.
Kevin was not happy.
No. It was a tough... It was one of the most fun trips.
It was fun.
But it was a tough one.
Was that
one.
The one where we had to use the sled to get the stuff down
remember
there?
The whining?
Holy cow, he didn't like that very much
the
whining.
We had to carry all the stuff.
We parked up top.
We used a sled to take it down.
Grandpa's trailer was at the top of the hill. Then our future cottage that we got was at the bottom of the hill right on the lake. So we had to park up top because there was so much snow. And we bring everything, though. We bring a TV.
I had to carry the TV. I remember because I was youngest, which is crap.
No, it wasn't because you were the youngest. You were the dumbest.
I had to carry it down the hill and up the hill.
Yeah.
That was the tube style. That was the... So.
I remember sitting with that TV in the back of the car.
Yeah.
We remember. Too. It used to be between us. I couldn't even see him.
Yeah.
He laying on
you. The whole way there.
Go around corners.
3-4 hour drive with a TV between us.
Oh, those were good days. Good days.
Yeah. I'm sure the listeners really are
excited about
I'm sure
this.
They love this podcast.
They love this.
I got another speed round for you.
I checked out about 20 minutes ago.
We gotta jump to the next one.
Ryan's been harvesting corn over
Ryan
there.
Ryan is sleeping. Josh is texting his friends here.
All right, so here's another one for you. Would you rather have everything taste like orange juice or some other just single flavor? Everything tastes like that. Or everything has a random taste every time you bite into it?
A random taste foods?
Time out.
All kinds of foods?
Yeah, and I got a question too. Say I bite into a hot dog and it tastes like...
It'll taste like
cake. Tastes like a cake.
No. You got.
It could be. That's random.
Or it could taste like
and then the next bite.
Asparagus.
Oh, so the next bite.
Every bite of food you take is a random taste. Or everything you eat for the rest of your life has one flavor.
Then you got to carry a bucket with you because if you don't like it, you're spitting it out.
What if you put the entire hot dog in your mouth at once? Is that one bite or multiple bites?
I don't know, Joey Chestnut. I think you got bigger problems with that.
Yeah, but if your first bite is like, oh, this is...
This one is so easy for me. It's random.
Yeah, it's tough to have one. If it's something you like.
I would probably go random, too, but I'm not, I was hoping that you could get like a whole hot dog would taste like ice cream or something.
Roach, this is where you're making the wrong decision. You could have everything you eat taste like Mountain Dew.
That's true.
Can you imagine chewing Mountain Dew, though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ices?
Yes.
Mm. No, I'm saying like you bite into a steak and you're chewing that steak and it tastes exactly like Mountain Dew.
Yes.
You know,
I don't like how into this you are.
I would love
you can
that.
Cut down on your food costs.
I'm changing my opinion right now.
Yeah, you cut down
everything
your food
tastes
costs.
Like Mountain Dew.
I'm in
for the rest
Does
of your
it
life.
Still have the carbs of Mountain Dew though, because I can't have the carbs.
No, I'd say nutrients are whatever you're eating.
Whatever you're eating,
but the flavor.
Oh,
God,
but then you can eat lettuce and be Mountain Dew.
I'm drinking water and it tastes like Mountain
Dew. You're the healthiest guy in the world. Oh, Mountain Dew all the time.
You never have to buy Mountain Dew again. You just drink tap water and you're this is Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it'd
also be a good weight loss thing because after a while you'd just be like, I don't need to buy anything expensive.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
I could just get
eat
celery
rice
sticks.
I think you would die.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
I'm
is...
I'm going to die happy now because I got Mountain Dew.
Hey, if everything tastes like Mountain Dew, there's no point in eating anything solid. Why do that work?
And under his... the other option... I might go years without tasting Mountain Dew again.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't go years.
It could be years.
Oh, I couldn't do
every
that.
Every bite's a random thing. Who knows what it is?
What I'm saying is you would get lazy and you just drink water because it tastes like Mountain Dew.
And then you'd starve to death.
You'd starve to death.
No, I'd be smart enough to go, all right, let me have the Mountain Dew carrot stick.
Oh, yeah.
Let me have a Mountain Dew piece of lettuce. Oh. I'm going to have a Mountain Dew sandwich in a minute. I'd take care of myself.
Not me. I'd go random for fun, easily.
I think it could be bad stuff.
What I'm wondering is, why can't Stop drink Mountain Dew? Can't he just have it now?
We've already discussed
this. Can't he just have it now?
I am diabetic.
Oh.
Oh, can you imagine? Listen, we're 50 minutes in. Can you imagine if he made the listeners wait 50 minutes?
I don't know. I didn't do that to our...
That drop would have been so exciting.
Listen, my loyal listeners...
They would have been looking at their phones thinking, oh my...
Well, they did. It was the 12-minute mark.
No, it was like 6 minutes in.
Oh, yeah.
Six.
I'm just not sure.
If they would have been sitting there like, the episode's almost over. He hasn't dropped it yet.
Look, this thing. A dream come true. Now I can drink Mountain Dew whenever I want to, and it's water.
It's not carbonated.
Can you explain to me? Is there an issue with...
It's not carbonated.
That's not part of the flavor.
Oh, come on.
You
look carbonated.
That's part of the
flavor. How are you going to carbonate a sandwich?
Okay, so you just buy seltzer water, and you're like, oh, it's Mountain Dew.
True.
But what are you eating? What are you eating?
A Mountain Dew sandwich.
It's not carbonated.
I'll have my Mountain Dew steak with a little Mountain Dew syrup.
Excuse me, waiter. Could you bring me that steak and a bike pump, please? I'm gonna need to inflate my steak.
Easy. You pour Pop Rocks on everything you eat because it's all gonna taste like Mountain Dew anyway.
you would get so sick of Mountain Dew.
Mm. Whoa. Hey, 46 years and it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but you're not eating just Mountain Dew.
I beg to argue with you. There's a couple of years where...
Look, I've been to the mountains with you several times. You ain't just drinking Mountain Dew.
Now I'm drinking a lot.
Ryan said that you should carry around a bag of Pop Rocks everywhere, and no one has an issue with that.
It tastes like Mountain Dew.
Everywhere you go, you're sprinkling like Pop Rocks on a sandwich so you can get the bubbliness.
I would like Pop Rock Mountain Dew.
Did that kill Mikey?
We're done. Stupid show.
No, I think it was gum. Didn't he chew?
Why did they come out
with Pop Rocks? It was Pop Rocks.
So, I would love some Pop Rocks flavored Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.